Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia Daf Chav Zayin. The Mishnah says, Af ha'sim lo'hoysa b'chlal kol eilu, v'loma yotzis l'hakish eileho lo'ymar loch ma'sim lo miyuchedes, sheyesh ba simonim v'yesh lo toivin, af kol dover sheyesh ba simonim v'yesh lo toivim chayev l'hachris. Rashi says, Stam simla yeshba simon. A regular simla has a simon. V'chol simla yeshla baylim toivin oisa. Shloi nasis elo bidei odom v'loi bos min ahefker. And every simla has a baylim that's demanding it because it's man-made and it does not come from hefker. So from this Rashi it would sound like the drasha from simla is coming to exclude something which is hefker. If you find something which is hefker, you don't have to return it. This is how Tosfos in Baba Kama Samech Vav Amud Aleph in Dibur HaMaskil Moitzei Aveda understands Rashi, and he asks that, what do you need a pasuk for that? It's pashit that you don't have to return something which is hefker. But if you look in the next Rashi, Rashi says, Af kol sheyesh lai toivin lumutei midi diadinon beidim miyayish. It's coming to exclude something which we know about it, that the owner was Miyayish. This Rashi is saying that the drush of Simla is coming to exclude something which the Bailam was Miyayish on. Rav Shmuel in Simen Mem Vav explains, and Alderach Zeh in the Chemdash Shloime, that Rashi means, Em Einai Inyan Lehefker Teneu Inyan LeYiyush. If you don't need a pasuk for hefker mamish, because that's pashut, who are you going to return it to? It's hefker. So if we don't need a pasuk for hefker, so we use it for yush, which is similar to hefker. The pasuk is teaching us that something which the Bailam is miyayish on, there's no din of ashavas aveda. Tosfos in Dibra Maskel Mas Simla also learns like this, that the drasha of Simla is coming to teach me that something that the Bailam is not being Teveya, something that the Bailam was Miyayish on, there's no din of Hashava Saveda, and the Rif over here says the same thing. So this Mishnah of Simla is the Mikar of the din of Yush. How do we know that if a Bailam is Miyayish from an object, that there's no din Hashava Saveda, that comes from this Drasha of Simla? However, the Yerushalmi, over here in Eilu Metzias, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, brought in Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil Mas Simla, says that the Mikar of the Din of Yush is learnt out from the Halacha of Avuda Mimenu Mikol Adam. From this that the Torah says, the word Mimenu, Asher Tevad Mimenu Mitzasa, the Gemara on Chav Beis Amud Beis says, a drasha that we learn out that only something that's avud mimenu, umitsuya etzel kol adam, that's when there's a din hashavas aveda. But if it's avuda mimenu umikol adam, if it's totally lost from him and the whole world, like zutai shalyam, then it's mutter. Zakti Yushalmi, that's the mikar of the din of yush, which the Mefarshim explain that since definitely the owner is miyayish from an object that's washed away, totally lost from him and the world, that's why the Torah was matirit. The question is, Frekta Ramban and other Rishonim, so how's the Yushalmi going to learn the drasha of Simla of our Mishnah? That Simla is coming to exclude something that's Ein Loi Toivim. What's that coming to exclude? We already know Yush from Avudah Mimenu Mikol Adam. Zokta Ramban, the Yushalmi, is going to learn the drasha of Simla of Ein Loi Toivim, that it's coming to exclude an Aveda that's less than a Shava Pruta. If it's worth so little, there's no one that's teveyayit, because he lost such a small amount of money. Therefore, the Torah's memayit. Meaning, according to the Yushalmi, the din of Ein Bei Shava Pruta is learnt out from Simla, unlike the Braisa brought later on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, where we have Tanoim of the Braisa learning out the din of Ein Bei Shava Pruta, either from Asher Toivad, Prat La Veda Shema Shava Pruta. Rabbi Yehuda says, Umitzasa Prat La Veda Shema Shava Pruta. Those are the Tanoim of the Braisa. But the Mishnah, which learned out from Simla the din of Ein Loi Toivim, the Mishnah is learning out the din of Aveda Shema Shava Pruta from Simla. So it comes out that according to the way the Rishonim are understanding the drasha of Simla, Rashi, Tosis, the Rif, it's coming to exclude something that the Bailam was Meyayish on, and the Mishnah fits with the Braisa brought on later on the Amud of Asher Toivad or Umitzasa Prat LaAveda Shem B'Shove Pruta, that's dealing with Aveda Shem B'Shove Pruta. Simla is dealing with Yush. However, according to the Yushalmi, the drasha of Simla is coming to teach me the din of Aveda Shem B'Shove Pruta, and there's a machlaikas going on between the Mishnah and the Braisa. And Yush is learnt out from the din of Avuda Mimenu U Mikol Adam. Now, Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph, by the Gemara that talks about Meitzei Aveda Lav Kivan Demiyayish Mara Mina Mikami Detesin Liyodei Konile, that when a person finds an Aveda, don't we say that since the Bailam was Miyayish from it before it came to his hands, he's Koine? Says Rashi, Im Nisiyashu Bailim Koidim Shemotzo Zekhono Detanya Beilu Mitzias Minayin La Aveda Sheshotva Nor Hoyl v'nisiyayshu habaylim shehimu teres, tamud loymar asher toivad mimenu, shavuda mimenu umitsuyo l'shar b'nei odom yotzeso zu. Alma koni. Rashi says, how do we know that Yiyush is koina by Aveda? Zok Rashi, the Mekar is from the din of avuda mimenu we call odom. Like the Yerushalmi. Frek the Ramban over here, on the Afchav Zayin, that how could Rashi say that the Mekar of Yush is from Avudu Mimenu Mikol Adam, but it's Yush Alay Midas. Who says the Bailam knows that the river washed away his object? It's Yush Alay Midas. We hold like Abai, Yush Alay Midas, Alay Habi Yush. So how could you say that the Heter is because of Yush? And this is a kasha on the Yushalmi as well. Comes along the Nachlas David, which we mentioned earlier in the Shiurim, that the Ritva HaYishonim says on Daf Chav Beis Omer Aleph that when something is anan sahani, there's an umdan abrura, it's clear that when the owner will find out he'll be miyayish, then even Abaya is maida that yiyush shaloi midas havi yiyush. When does Abaya argue? That's by a dover shein by simon. Over there, Abaya holds, who says for sure that when the Bailam will find out that he'll be miyayish, maybe he'll be optimistic and say, perhaps Adam saw me drop it. It's not clear that the owner will for sure be miyayish when he finds out, but something that's anan sahadi, that he'll for sure be miyayish, even Abaya is maida. And Zok the Nachnas David, that's the pshat in the Yushalmi and Rashi, that hold that the heter of Avudu Mimenu Mikol Adam is based on Yush. Because over here, since it's clear, it's anan sahadi that will be miyayish, over there everyone agrees that there's Yush. But there's another problem over here, that Rashi is soyser himself. Rashi in Baba Kama Samach Vav says that the Mekar of Yush is from Avudu Mimenu Mikol Adam, and Rashi over here in Baba Metzia Chav Zayin says that the Mekar of Yush is learnt out from Simla. What's going on over here? Zok Rav Shmuel in Simon Mem Vav, that over here Rashi's dealing in the halachis of Hashava Saveda. We're learning out from Simla. What type of thing does the Torah say that there's a mitzvah of Hashava Saveda on? On that, the Torah gives an example of Simla to tell me that something that's not Dumya, dissimla, there's no mitzvah of Hashava Saveda. But Rashi in Baba Kama Samach Vav is dealing with the din of Yiyush Kani. The Gemara over there says, Meitzei Aveda Lav Kima Demiyayish Mara Mina Mekami Detesi Liyadei Kani Le. The Sugya in Baba Kama is dealing with the fact that after Yiyush you could be kind of the object. That's a different halacha. Maybe even though after Yiyush there's no mitzvah of Hashava Saveda, fine, so you have a Ptur Hashava. But who says you have a right to be zeiche in it, that you have a right to be kaina it? For that, you need a second pasuk. Now that we have a second pasuk of Mimenu, I say, what do I need a second pasuk to tell me the din of Yiyush? It must be a mena inyan for the Ptur Hashava, taneyu inyan for this, that you have a right to be zeiche in the chayv, you have a right to be kaina it. So it's very geschmack. Over here, in Bab Metziach of Zayin, the Mishnah is telling me, halachas of Hashava Saveda, what are you chayiv to do Hashava on? What are you potter to do Hashava on? Simla teaches me, you're only chayiv in the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda on something that's dumya dissimla. But something that the Bailam is miyayish on, it's ain loy tovim. On that, there's no mitzvah of Hashava Saveda, fine, but who says you have a right to be zeicha in it? On that comes along the extra drasha of Mimenu and tells me that not only are you potter from Hashava, but you also have a right to be zeiche in the Chayfetz. Because I don't need two psukim to tell me the same thing. It may not inyan for the Ptor Hashava, teneu inyan for the din of Yush Kani. Now, the Rambam in Perek Yudalid Mehilchus Gzeila Vaveda Halacha Aleph says that the Loma Parat HaSimla, why did the Torah single out Simla? Lilmaid Mimena, Maha Simla Miyuchedes Sheyeshla Simonin, Vecheskasa Sheyeshla Toivin, Vechayv Lahachzir, Af Kol Dover Sheyeshla Simonim, Harehu Becheska Sheyeshla Toivin, Vechayv Lahachzir, Abol Dover Shein Lai Toivin, Elo Nisiyashu Mimenu Habailim, Harehu Shel Moitza Yafapi Sheyesh Bei Simonim. The Rambam says clearly that Simla is teaching me that something that the Bailim was Miyayish from, Harehu Shel Moitzai, the Bailim can keep it even though it has Simonim. Frek Rav Meir Simchon is Chidusha Malashas, that the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Mehilchus Gzeilav Aved Alacha Yud, explains the din of Zutei Shel Yam, of Avudah Mimenu Mikol Adam. He says, Yotzis Azu, Shavuda Mimenu Mikol Adam, Shezevadai Nisiyayish Mimena. The Rambam explains the din of Avudah Mimenu Mikol Adam like the Yushalmi, because definitely the Bailim was Miyayish. Frek Rav Meir Simcha, if the Rambam is learning the din of Avudah Mimenu Mikol Adam, that it's because of Yiyush, then why does the Rambam need to learn the din of Yiyush from Simla? Typically from the din of Avudah Mimenu Mikol Adam, like the Yushalmi says. And you can't say in the Rambam, like we said in Rashi, that the drasha of Simla is pattering you from the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and Avudah Mimenu Mikol Adam is telling you that you can keep it. Because the Rambam says clearly in Perek Yudalet Halacha Aleph that from Simla I learn out that if the Bailim is Nisiyayish from it, Harehu Shel Moitzai, then it goes to the finder. The Rambam says that you can keep it based on the drasha of Simla. So, Hadra Kushal Leduchta, why can't we just learn out the din of Yiyush from Avudah Mimenu Mikol Adam? So you can answer the Rambam based on the base Aaron that says that if not for the drasha of Simla that teaches me the din of Yiyush, I would have never learnt that the heter of Avudah Mimenu Mikol Adam is because of Yiyush. I would have said it's dama heter at Torah, like the other Rishonim learned, the Ramban and others. They learned that the din of Avudah Mimenu Mikol Adam has something to do with Yiyush. It's dama heter at Torah. The Torah was matir and aveda that so avud mimenu. The Shem Aveda itself is Matir, because it's so lost from him, it's so minutic from him. We wouldn't have learned Avudah Mimenu Mikol Adam as Al Tziyush. Only now that we have a drasha of Simla, which teaches me the din of Yiyush, so now I'm going to farteich that the heter of Avudah Mimenu Mikol Adam is not Stama heter Atayra, it's based on the din of Yiyush. Next Inyan. The Gemara says that, what do I do with the extra word shor in the Torah? Why did the Torah have to give the example of shor? So the Gemara is teaching you dafilu legizas znovai. There's a machlekes rishonim how to learn what this means. Rashi says shafilu sar shebezoif azonov yachzir, that even the hair that's at the end of its tail, you have to give it back. Comes along Tosis and Dibra Masla legizas znovai and asks that mimanif shach. What's the pasuk teaching us? If the Gizas Nava is worth a pruta, so of course you have to give it back. And if it's not worth a pruta, the Gemara later on says that an Aveda Shema Shava Pruta, you don't have to give it back. So what's the Pasuk saying? Comes along the Nimukei Yosef and answers for Rashi that La'ilam we're talking about where the Gizas Nava is worth less than a pruta. But the Chiddush is that you don't dan the Gizas Novai as an Aveda in itself, but rather you consider it part of the bigger Aveda of the Shor. Since the Shor is worth more than a Pruta, even though you sheared off the shearings of its tail, but it's still considered part of the general Aveda, and since the general Aveda is worth more than a Pruta, you have to give back the Gizas Znovai as well. But Tosfos seems to hold that you dan the Gizas Znovai as a separate Aveda, and therefore, frektaisus mimanashach, if it's worth less than a pruta, you don't have to give it back. And if it's worth more than a pruta, what's the chiddush? So therefore, Other Rishonim, Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva, B'Shem Taisus, they learn that, you're right, the Chiddush of the Pasuk is not that you have to give it back. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is that you're mechuyev to shear off the tail so that it will regrow. The Moitzei Aveda is mechuyev to be Isaac in the Shvach of the Aveda and being Mashbiach the Aveda, make the Aveda go up in value by shearing its tail, so then it's able to regrow and the one who lost it will end up with more value. That's the Chiddush over here. Taisvis also says this, but Taisvis says, V'yesh loymar de'itzrich shechayiv l'goyzeza be'ita, afal pi she'en b'shove pruta b'shah she'gozeza. Taisvis also learns that the Chiddush over here is that you're mechuyiv to shear it in its time, but Taisvis adds a knach, even though it's not worth a pruta at the time that you sheared it. The question on Taisvis is, Frektem Aram Shif, why does Taisvis have to mix in the fact that the gizis are worth less than a pruta? The Iker Chiddush over here is l'chayra, that you're mechuyiv to be mashbiach da'aveda, by giving it its haircut and its time, that will help the hair grow more, and the bailam will end up with more value. So that Chiddush you have even when it's worth a pruta. What does Ein Bo Shav a pruta have to do with it? Why does Taisus have to mix in that the gizis are not worth a pruta? The point over here is that you're mechuyiv to be mashbiach da'aveda. This is a tzarech iyun in the Lashon HaTaisus. And lehalacha, it's taka brought down in Choshe Mishpat Simen Reish Samech Zayin Sif Yud Zayin that a person is mechuyiv to be mashbiach da'aveda. Besides for the fact that a person is mechuyiv to watch the aveda and make sure that there's no loss that happens to the aveda, but also you're mechuyiv to be mashbiach da'aveda. And the Goyin says the Mekar is from this din of Shar Dafilu Legizas Zanavai. Next inyan. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon Asher Toivad Prat La'aveda Shein Bashove Pruta. Rabbi Yehuda Imeru Mitzasa Prat La'aveda Shein Bashove Pruta. The Gemara explains that according to Abaya, Mashmois Darshan Ika Beinayu, there's no Machloikis La'halacha, it's just where the Darshan learnt out this halacha from. One learns it out from Asher Toivad, one learns it out from Umitzasa. According to Rava, the Gemara comes out that then there's a nafkamina ladina by a pruta shehukra v'huzla v'chazra v'hukra. If at the time that it got lost, it was worth a pruta, then it went down, and then it went back up b'shas the mitzia. So according to the Madama that learns it out from Asher Toivad, so you're mechuyev and hashava saveda since it was worth a pruta at the time of the aveda and at the time of the mitzia, but according to the Madama that learns it out from Umitzasa, you needed to have a shir mitzia from the time of the Aveda till the Shas mitzia. The Ritva explains that since it says Asher Toivad Mimenu Umitzasa with a Vav, so the Umitzasa is connecting the Shas Aveda and the Shas mitzia, that the whole time from beginning to end, it has to be worth a pruta. Now there's a machlokes in the Mefarshim. What's the halacha by an Aveda Shein Bashave Pruta? Is it just a ptur from the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, or are you actually allowed to take it and keep it? The shita of the Machne Ephraim and Hilchus Gzeilo Simen Aleph is that it's only a ptur from Hashavas Aveda, but you're not allowed to take it for yourself. He says that if you did pick it up, and later the Bailam was Miyayish, you'll be able to keep it then, because there's no Bisur Asaliyode, since there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and you're not a Shomer Aveda. However, the Shara Mishpat in Simen Vav says that you're actually kind of the Aveda completely if it's Ein Bo Shav Pruta. The Achroinim are medayik that this seems to be already a Machlekes Rishonim. Because the Tor in Simen Reish Samach Beis, he starts off that Kol Aveda Sheino Shav Pruta B'Shas Aveda B'Shas HaShav Eino Chayiv Bo. He says you're not Chayiv in it, but Behemshech Dvarav, he says about a case where it's not worth a Pruta, he says Harehi Shaloi, that it's his. So in the Torah it's mashma that the din of Aveda Shem Meshavar Pruta is like the Shara Mishpat, that you can keep it. However, the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Mehilchus Gzeil of Aveda Locha Yud Bey says Aveda Shem Meshavar Pruta Ein Eichayv Lihi Tapel Ba V'loi Lahachzira. You're not mechuyev to return it, but the Rambam doesn't say that it's Shaloi. In the Rambam it's Meduyik, like the Machne Ephraim, that it's only a Ptur from Mashava. We also mentioned in the Shir on Daf Chof Aleph that there's another Machlekes between the Rambam and the Torah by Ma'abed Mamaynoi Ladas. the Rambam says that if a person throws out his money, ain is kakin la, you don't have to be busy with it to be meshavit. Ketzad hiniach parasei berefesh ain la del, as a person left his cow in a barn that has no door, or he threw his kister shusarabim and he walked away, hareze ibeit mamoinoi ledaitoi, and even though you're not allowed to take it for yourself, but you don't have to return it, because it says hashatayvat prat lema'abid ledaitoi. Whereas the Torah in Simon Reish Samach says, no, if he threw his kiss into Rosh Hashanah, it's Hefker, and you can keep it. So we have two places where the Rambam and Tur argue by Aved Hashem Hashava Pruta and by Ma'abed Mamaynoi Ledaita, if it's just a Tur from Hashava, or you can actually keep it. There is a third Machloikis that we find in the Achroinim. What's the din by Avedas Akum? The halacha is that the Gemara brings Rabbanai's drasha umatzasa dosan liyodei mashma that by avedas akum, if a guy loses something, it's mutter, even if you picked it up, you don't have to give it back. Now, what's the halacha as far as keeping it? Is it yours? The Bach in Yeridea Simon Kufmem Vav says that no, avedas akum, you're potter from Ashavas Aveda, but it doesn't become yours. It's not considered lachem. As far as Esrig is concerned, you wouldn't be able to be Yotze with Esrig that was Avedas Akum. Similar to the Shita of the Yireim brought in the Magen Avram in Erechaim, Simen Tofrei Shlamet Zayin, by Gezel Akum, that even if you hold Gezel Akum Mutter, but it's not considered Lochem, so too Avedas Akum, it's not considered Lochem. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger, on Daf Chav Dalet Amar Aleph, in Dibur HaMaschol Ulam, says that no, it's considered his. And the Shara Yosher in Shar Dalid Ois Ches is Medayik like that also from Taisus on Daf Chav Dalid Amar Aleph in Dibur HaMaschol Kika Amar, like we said in the Shir on Daf Chav Dalid. So what could be the beer in all these Machloiksim? We have three places. We have Aved Hashem B'Shava Pruta, where we have a Machloikis between the Machne Ephraim and the Shara Mishpat, and it's already a Machloikis between the Torah and the Rambam, whether it's considered his or it's just a Torah Shava. We have by Aveda Midas that the Torah holds its Hefker and the Rambam holds it's only a Torah Shava. And we also have by Avedas Akum that the Bach holds its a Torah from the Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, but it's not considered yours. And Tosfos on Daf Chav Dalet Aleph from Kiva Eger, they hold that it is considered his. How can we explain all these Machloiksim? So we can explain these Machloiksim based on Rab Naftali in Simen Kufnun Beis, which we mentioned in earlier Shiurim, that you can clarify Chakiro, what did the Torah accomplish with this that the Torah said, Hoshev Teshivim, by an Aveda? Is the Pshat that without the Hoshev Teshivim, you wouldn't have been able to take it for yourself, but there would be no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? And Hoshev Teshivim is just saying that you have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Or no, without Hoshev Teshivim, I would have said the fact alone that it's an Aveda, it's Ovud from the Bailim, that itself makes him lose his Bailus. It's Ovud Mimenu. It's lost from him. It's Menutik from him. He loses his Bailus. Comes along Hoshev Teshivim and says two things. First of all, that he doesn't lose his Bailus, it's still his, and that you have to give it back to him. And we explained the beer could be that Al Yidei Zed, that the Torah is saying Hoshev Teshivim, so there's still strings attached. He still has a din to get it back. That itself makes it not so avud from him, since he has a din to get it back, so it's still connected to him through the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Someone that finds it has to give it back. So Memeila, it's not so avud mimenu, and he doesn't lose his Bailus. But without Hoshev Teshivim, I would have said that he lost his Bailus. That's the argument in all these cases. The Rambam holds that all the Torah did in Hoshev Teshivim is just giving you a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So if you have a p'tur from the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, because we have Asher Toivad Prat La'Aveda Shem Hashava Pruta, and Asher Toivad Prat L'Ma'Abed L'Daitoi. So the Torah is saying Miyutim in the Parsha. Okay, so it's this might from the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. But you can't take it. It's not yours. You're potter from Hashava. But the Torah holds that no, without the mitzvah of Hoshev Teshivim, I would have said that the fact alone that it's avud mimenu, that itself makes it mutter to take. Comes along Hashev Teshivim, and that's what makes him still be the Bailim. In the Hashev Teshivim Likdat, he's still the Bailim, and you have to give it back. But when you have a Ptur from Ashava, then Memela it's Hefker. Memela he loses his Bailus, because without Hashev Teshivim, the Shem Avedo itself is Matir. Therefore, the Tor holds that Avedo Shem Ashava Pruta is Arehi Shaloi, and Avedo Midas becomes Hefker. Not because he holds Avedo Midas is an act of Hefker. No, he agrees to the Rambam that Avedo Midas doesn't show that you're Mafkerit. But if the Torah was Mimait Avedo Midas in Asher Toivat Pratlam Abid L'daitai, then Mimela, the Shem Avedo itself is Mater. And the same thing goes for Avedas Akum. The Bach holds that Avedas Akum, when it says Hashev Teshivim Lachicha, and it says Umitzasa Dosel Yodei Mashma Rabbanai's Drosha, that even if it came to his hand, he's still potter. That's only a ptur from the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda. Okay, but it doesn't become yours. But Toysus on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, and Rabbi Kiva Eger over there, who hold that Aveda Sakom Amish becomes yours, that's because they hold that once you have a miut in the parsha of Hashava Saveda, from the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda, then Memela it's yours, because without Hashiv Teshivein, the Aveda would be yours. It comes out that the answer that we mentioned earlier in the shir, in the stira in Rashi, that Rashi in Baba Kama Samech Vav says that the Mekar of Yiyush is from Avudu Memenu Mikol Adam, whereas Rashi over here in Baba Metzio Chav Zayin says that the Mekar of Yiyush is learnt out from Simla, and we answered B'Shem Rav Shmuel that Rashi over here is talking about the Ptur from the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda. And Rashi in Baba Kama Samech Vav says that from the extra pasuk of Mimenu, we learn out that Yiyush Kani, that not only are you potter from Hashava, but you could even be Zeicha in it, that answer only stims with the Shitas HaRambam that holds that when you have a miut in the Parsha, that only potters you from the Hashava, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you can take it. That's why you would need an extra pasuk of Mimenu. According to the Tur, once you have a miut from Simla, then you automatically know that you can keep it. Because once something's nismayed from the parsha, then automatically it's yours. Because without the Hashev Teshivim, the Aveda would be yours. It just comes out a ha'ara in the Rambam himself, that the Rambam seems to be Soyser himself. Since the Rambam is the Avi Hashita, like we see by Aveda Shem Bashava Pruta, and by Aveda Midas, that the Rambam holds that these are only miyutim from the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda, but you can't take it. And yet the Rambam in Perek Yudalid, Mehilchus Gzeila V'Aveda Locha Aleph, says that from the drasha of Simla, we learn out, Harehu Shel Moitzei, that you can keep it. L'chayra in Cheshbin, the Rambam should have to say that Simla just tells you that you're potter from Hashava. I only, from the drasha of Mimenu, do I know that you can keep it. This is a Tzarech Iyun in the Rambam. Also, another Makim Iyun is that the Rambam in Perek Yud Alef, Mehilchos Gzeilah Aveda Halacha Gimel, when he talks about the din of Avedas Akum, he says, Avedas Hagoy Muteres, Shenemar Avedas Ochicha. L'chayra, the Pashtus of the Rambam is Mashma, that it's Mutter, means that you can take it, and you can keep it. L'fi, the way we're learning in the Rambam Shita, L'chayra, you'd have to say a Doichik, that he just means that it's Mutter as far as the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda, Loisucha L'Salein, that you don't have. But Avada, it's not yours. I saw that Rav Gustman in Kontreise Shurim in Shir Tezayin, Taka learns like that in the Rambam, but it's also a Mokim Iyun in the Rambam, because the Pashtus of the Rambam, L'Chaira, is not Mashma like that. So, Bekitzer, we have three Mekaimis where we have a machlokes whether the Aveda becomes yours or just a ptur from Hashava. We have Aveda Shein Boshava Pruta. We have Aveda Midas and Avedas Akum. L'chaira, all these three areas would be Tali Zabazeh, that according to the Rambam Shita, it's just a ptur Hashava. According to the Tur Shita, you can actually take it and keep it. We have Stira in the Rambam, that if the Rambam is learning that the miyutim in the parsha are just from the mitzvah, but it doesn't mean it's yours, then how could the Rambam say that by simla, we learn out that something that you're mishniyayish from, that you can keep it? L'chayra, it should just mean that you're potter from hashava. How do we know you can keep it? Also, the pashtos of the Rambam in Perkid Aleph, because Elav Aveda, Alocha Gimel, by Avedas Akum, is mashma that it's mutter, that you can keep it. Whereas the way we're learning in the Rambam Shita, L'chayra, the Rambam should have to hold that by Avedas Akum, it's just a ptur from hashava, but you can keep it. These are two matters that are tzrichim iyun within the Rambam Shita. The Gemara says, according to Rava, that the nafkamina between the Tanakama's drasha of Asher Toivat Pratla Aveda Shein Boshava Pruta and Rav Yehuda's drasha of Umitzasa Pratla Aveda Shein Boshava Pruta is by Pruta Shehukra Vehuzla Vechazra Vehukra. If the Aveda was worth a Pruta at the time of the Aveda, it went down in between, and then B'shas the Mitzia, it went back up, that would be a nafkamino. According to the Tanakhama, all we need is that it should be worth a pruta b'shas aveda and b'shas mitziah. I don't care what happened in the middle. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, the vav of umitzasa, says the Ritva, teaches us that there has to be one continuous valued aveda of a shava pruta from beginning to end. Frekter b'kiva eger, that the baal hamemra of this Gemara is Rava. Rava is the one that says that this is the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Yehuda. And Rava holds Yish Shalemi Das Havi Yish. So over here, at the time that it went down in value, you have Yish Bailim right then. Because someone who would find the Aveda at that time would keep it for himself. Because it's an Aveda that's not worth a Pruta. So now, even though it's possible that the Oved Aveda only realized that he lost it after it went back up, but if he would have known that it was lost from him at the time that it was Huzal, at that time he would have been Miyayish. So if you hold Yish Shalemi Das Havi Yish, we already have a Yish over here. So why are you Mechuyif to give it back if it went back up, but you already have a Yish? And says Rabbi Kivager, it's even more Shver. In the Havamin of the Gemara, the Rabbi wanted to say that Pruta Shehukra Ika Beinayu. What if you have something that B'Shas HaVeda was worth less than a Pruta? And then B'Shas the Mitzio went up to a Pruta. Rava had a Havamina to say that this is totally in the Machloikis. If you go with the Drush of Asher Toivad, it's totally in the Shas Aveda. Since it wasn't worth a Pruta B'Shas Aveda, you're Potter. But if you go with Umitzasa, since B'Shas Mitzio, it was worth a Pruta, so you have to give it back. Frechter B'Kiva Eger, in this case, it's even more Shver, because at the time that he lost it, he knows that he lost an object that was worth less than a Pruta. So there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aved on that. The one who finds it can keep it. So the Bailam was Miyayish. So who cares it went back up? How could Rava have a tzad that you have to give it back? Zok de Truma Sakri and Simon Reish Samach Beis, that this question of Rabbi Kiva Eger depends whether or not Chazara helps on Yush. The Truma Sakri declares, can a person be Chazer from Yush? Can a person retract his Yush? Zok the Truma Sakri, that according to Rashi Shita, that Al Yidei the Yush became Hefker, he loses his Bailus completely, then of course you can't be Chayzer from Yush because you already lost your ownership. But according to Taisvis, you can clear. The Mefarshim explain that since according to Taisvis, the Nesivis says in Simen Reish Samech Beis, Sifkat and Gimel, that it's only Chal a Heter Zchia, but you don't actually lose your ownership, so then you can clear. Do you say that since he's still the owner, just he was Miyayish? Okay, so as long as the Yush is in effect, there's a Heter Schiyah, but as soon as he retracts his Yush, he changes his mind from the Yush, so now the Yush is Batal, and now you can't take it anymore. Or do you say, no, once it's Chal, a Heter Schiyah, Alidei the Yush, so now Chazar doesn't help. It was already Chal, a Heter Schiyah over here. Rabbi Kiva Eger obviously is naming on that Chazara doesn't help from Yush. And that's why Rabbi Kiva Eger is asking, since it was Huzla in between, and Yush Shalei Midas Havi Yush, who cares, it was Hukra afterwards. But if we would say, like the Tzad of the Truma Sakri, that Chazara helps from Yush, then we would have an answer to Rabbi Kiva Eger's first Kasha. What was Rabbi Kiva Eger's first Kasha? That if it was Huzla in between, since Yish Shalai Midas Havi Yish, if he would have known that it was Huzla, he would have been Miyayish. Yeah, but if he would have known that it was Hukra, then he would have been Chayzer from the Yish. If you're creating the Yish based on what his reaction would have been if he would have known. Okay, so if he would have known that it was Hukra, he would be Chayzer from the Yush. Chazora helps from Yush, so Mela, the Yush is bottle. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger's second Kasha is still Shver. By Pruto Shehukra, where Bishas Aveda, it was worth less than a Pruto, so then you have a Yush Midas. You have a positive Yush at that time. He knows that he lost an Aveda that's worth less than a Pruta. He knows that anyone that will find it will be able to be Zeich in it, will be able to keep it, or at least there's no Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, according to the Machne Ephraim, even if you can't keep it, but there's no Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, so Mimela, he's Miyayish. Now that was Hukra afterwards, how does he know that it was Hukra that he should be Chayzer from the Yush? Akiva Eiger answers his question by saying that it could be that you could be matrik, that we're talking about things that are not chashuv, so we're chayshish that maybe the Bailam only found out that he lost it by the time it already went up. Or the Truma Sakri says in Reish Samach Beis that maybe we're talking about a chayfetz that's oimed lehisyaker. The derech of this chayfetz is to go back up. So even if the Bailam did know that he lost it at the time, that it was worth less than a pruta, but since it's oimed to go up, so the Bailam is not miyayish, because he says maybe by the time it will be found, by then it will have gone up. Next inyan. The Gemara declares at the bottom of Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, Iboyeluhu simonim dairaisoi drabonon. Ar simonim dairaisoi drabonon my nafkamino le'ahadure get isha besimonim. The nafkamina is if you return a get isha with simonim. Yamrit dairaisa mahadrinon, viamrit drabonon, kiyovid rabonon takanto b'mamayno, avol b'isura, le'ovid rabonon takanto. The rabonon only made the takana by mamayno, but not by Yisura, Rashi explains, because Hefker, Besdin, Hefker. When it comes to Mamed, the Chacham have a kayach of Hefker, Besdin, Hefker, so even if Simonim don't work midai Raisa, but the Rabbanim were misakin that you could give back an Aveda with Simonim, with Hefker, Besdin, Hefker, but it wouldn't work by Yisura. What exactly is the Shaila, whether Simonim, Dei Raisa, Rabbanim? What's the tzad that Simonim should not work midai Raisa? The Pnei Yeshua says that there could be two reasons why simanim do not work midai raisa. One svara is that midai raisa were chayshish, that maybe it's a srami, another aveda with the same simanim. Maybe two people lost a similar object with similar simanim, and therefore midai raisa simanim is not enough of a proof. Another svara says the Pnei Yeshua is that we're chayshish for a ramai. Maybe Avada, there's only one Aveda with this simon. But perhaps someone who's not really the owner saw the owner's object when it was Biyad Habailim, and he noticed the simon, and now when this person goes and gives a simon on the Aveda, it's because he's a Ramai and he knows the simonim of the object, but he's not really the Baal Aveda. And that's why we're not soymech on simanim midai raisa. Rab Nachum says that from the sugya it's mevur that both of these chashoshes are true. Because you see that the Gemara is medame, the shayla of simanim too being made alam al hames. The Gemara says, Leimo kitanoi, ein meiden al hashuma, ve'elozor ben mahavoy oimer meiden al hashuma. The Tanakhama says you can't be made that this is the husband of this Isha, that he died based on a wart that you saw on his body in a certain spot. And Elazar ben Mavoy says you could be made that it was her husband that was dead based on the wart. And the Gemara says, my lab, ahokam iflegi, the Tanakama sovar simonim derabanon, the Elazar ben Mavoy sovar simonim deraisa. The Gemara wants to be toila, their machlekes, whether simonim derabanon or simonim deraisa. If simonim derabanon, then you can't be samech on that to be matter anashis ish, which is a matter of iser. But if simanim deiraisa, then you could be samech on it. Now, when it comes to being made on a mace over there, there's no chashash meshaker. The halacha is that the aid is not allowed to marry the woman. He has nothing to gain from this edus that he's saying that her husband died. So what's the need in bechlal, whether simanim deiraisa drabanon? Obviously, that maybe it was a srami, somebody else that has a similar wart on that part of his body, and therefore maybe it's not enough of a proof. By Aveda, you can hear a tzad of Chashash Meshaker because he stands to gain. He's going to get the Aveda. By being made on a mace, there's no Chashash Meshaker. And still the Gemara is medame, the nidan of our sugya, to being made on a mace. So obviously, there's definitely a Chashash of Isrami Aveda Acheres Kozu. On the other hand, we have a proof from the Gemara at the top of Chav Ches Amad Aleph that there's also the other chashash as well of chashash ramos, because the Gemara says that if a person found the tachrich shal shtarais, a aguda shal shtarais, hareza yachzer. If a person found a bundle of shtarais, he should return it to the one who gives him the simen. So if the malva gives him the simen, he gives it back to the malva. And the Gemara says that over there, you don't have the svara of the takonas chachomim, that the Baal Aveda wants you to give back the Aveda with simanim, because most of the time he's the one that's going to know the simanim. So generally speaking, it's going to go back to the right owner. And he would rather you give it back with simanim rather than having to wait for Eidim, because a lot of times a person doesn't have Eidim. But if you give it back with simanim, most of the time it's going to go back to the right owner, because he's the one that knows the simanim better than anyone else. Even though there is a tzad that he might end up losing, somebody else might know the simanim, but still he wants this takana that you should give back avedais with simanim, because he stands to gain. Says the Gemara, but in a case of shtarais, let's say you have three shtarais with the same malva and the same loiva, and we don't know who dropped it. On the tzad that the loiva is the one who dropped it, he doesn't want this takana that you should give it back with simanim, because there's a tzad that the malva might get it back by him knowing the simanim. The loiva would rather you only give it back with edim, because if the moitzei aveda keeps it by him, the loiva is also safe. As long as it's not by the malva, nobody is collecting from him. So over here, in this case, the loiva doesn't want this takana. He only stands to lose by you giving it back with simanim, because the malva might know the simanim. Whereas if you only give it back with edim, even if the loiva doesn't have simanim, he's still safe. And yet it says that you give it back to the malva with simanim. So the Gemara brings a proof from there that simanim de'oraisa. Zokt Rav Nachum, over there, we have the malva's name on the three shtaris, the loiva's name on the three shtaris. They both agree that the shtaris is from a halva that took place between them. Over there, there's no shaila whether it fell from a third party. We know it fell from them. The question is just between the malva and the loiva. There's no chashash isrami that there's another shtar of somebody else. That's not the nidan. The nidan is maybe the malva is a liar, and maybe he knows the simanim, but it really didn't fall from him. It fell from the loiva. And you see that the Gemara is saying this has to do with simanim de'oraisa drabanan. So we see that besides for the chashash isrami in the sugya, there's also a chashash that maybe there's a rami over here who knows the simanim and he's not really the Baal Aveda. So we have a raya minei yubein the sugya from the case of Mi'idin al Hames, and from the case of Matzah Tachrich Shal Shtarais, Aguda Shal Shtarais, that there are two separate svarais why Simanim might not work Midai Raisa. First of all, maybe there's another person who lost a similar Aveda with similar Simanim. Second of all, even if there is no other Aveda with these Simanim, but maybe this person who's giving you the Simanim is not the rightful owner, he's a Ramai who knows the Simanim of the Aveda. May inyin le inyin ba'isai inyin. The Gemara says, Toshma, v'hoya imcha adroisha chicha oisai, v'chisala al daitcha sheyitnanu loy kaidim sheyidrushanu, eladarshehu imramayhu ayenai ramay. The Pasuk says that the Aveda should be with you adroisha chicha oisai. The simple pshat in the Pasuk is that if you don't know who the Baal Aveda is, so you, the Maitse, should hold on to it until your brother, the Aved, seeks it from you. But that's Pashit. What's the Chiddush of the Pasuk? Of course, you can't give it back to him before he asks you for the Chayfetz. So therefore, the Gemara darshins that it means that Darshehu im Ramay, hu ayin ei Ramay, that you, the Maitse Avedo, should check him out if he's a Rami or not. My lab is Simonim. Don't you think that the way to check him out is with Simonim? So you see Simonim Dairaisa. Zok the Gemara loy be'edim. No, it means with Edim. Zok Rashi be'edim sheyavi Edim shehu shaloi. He should bring Edim that the object is his. Comes along the Ran and other Rishonim, and they ask on Rashi, so what's the Chiddush of the Pasuk? What's the Pasuk teaching you? That if he brings Edim, that the object is his, you give it back to him. Of course. Edim works in Kol HaTorah Kulo. What's the Chiddush that you give it back with Edim? Comes along the Baal HaMor and says that the Gemara means something else. The Gemara means that he should bring Edim that he's not a Rami. He should bring Edim that he's a trustworthy person, and then you could give it back to him with Tvias Ayin. We learned that there's a halacha that a Talmud Chacham that only lies about the three things of Masechta, Purya, and Ushpiza, he's Neman with Tvias Ayin. So if Edim come and say that this person is a Tzurva Midrabanan, and he's a trustworthy person, he doesn't lie about anything besides for the three things, so then you give it back with Tvias Ayin. Even though you don't give it back with Simonim, but with Tvias Ayin, you do give it back. Like the Gemara says in Chulin Sadivav, Amar Aleph, that Tvius Ayin is even stronger than Simonim. Rabbeinu Chananel and Daf Chavches Amar Aleph also says the same shot, that Edim means Edim that this person is a Tzorva Midrabanan that only lies about the three things and nothing else, and then you give it back with Tvius Ayin. So how can we answer up Shitas Rashi? The Ran is asking, what's the Chiddush that Edim works? The teretz is Zok Rav Nachum very geshmak that Avada, the pasuk is not teaching us that Edim works. The pasuk is teaching us that you need to bring Edim, because as we mentioned in earlier shiurim, the famous kasha of the Pnei Yeshua in Ksubis Yud Beis Amid Beis, that why bechlal do you need simanim? Why should you need any proof whatsoever that the Aveda is yours? Why can't you just give it back to him with the Tainus Bari alone? We know Bari Veshema, Bari Adith, according to one Manda Omar, and even according to the other Manda Omar that says you don't say Bari Adith, but that's only if the Shema is a Muchzik. Because we say Ukim Amoino Becheskas Mare. You want to take away from a Muchzik. For that, a Bari's not enough, but over here there's no Muchzik. So everyone should agree that Bari Veshema, Bari Adith. And we answered B'Shem Rab Chaim and the Shara Yosher, that the pshat is that over here we balt, it says in the pasuk Udarsheyu im Ramay Yayenei Ramay, so it's Exeris HaKosov that over here in the mitzvah of Hashavas HaVeda you have to check him out if he's a Ramay. Eino Chanami Mitzad, the regular Dinei Mominis Bari's enough, but when it comes to the mitzvah of Hashavas HaVeda is Nemar, an extra din of Darsheyu im Ramay Yayenei Ramay, you have to check him out that he's not a Ramay. On that, you need either Simonim or Edim. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. That's Pshat in Rashi. The Ran's asking, what's the Chiddush that Edim works? The answer is, you're right. The Chiddush is not that Edim works. The Chiddush is that you need Edim. You would have thought you don't need anything. You could just win with the Tainus Bari alone. Kamash Malon, no. Darsheyu im Ramai, that you have to bring Edim. But the Ran doesn't answer like this. The Baal HaMor doesn't answer like this. What's the Pshat? The pshat is that Rabbi Kiva Eger and Shuvas HaChadoshe Simin Sadi and the Pri Yitzchak and Chenik Bey Simin Nun Vav, they say no, it doesn't pass the din of Bari Veshema Bari Adif when it comes to Aveda. When do you say Bari Veshema Bari Adif? When you have the two Balei Dvarim Lefanecha, and one is saying Bari and the other one is saying Shema, so then the Bari wins. But over here, the other Baldovar is not here. The Maitzai Aveda is not the other Baal Dovar. There's a potential, there may be some other Baal Aveda out there that we don't know. He's not here tining Shema. Maybe if he would be here, he would tine a Bari. You can't say Bari V'Shema Bari Adif on that. So if so, you can't say that the Chiddush of the Pasuk of Edim is teaching me that you need Edim, because I would have thought that you win with the Bari alone. It's not true. There's no way you can win with the Bari alone. So what's the pasuk telling you with Edim? That Edim works. Of course Edim works. What's the Chiddush? Frek the Ran. Sok the Baal HaMor. That the pasuk is telling you that if you bring Edim, that you're a Tzorva Midrabanan, that you only lie about the three things, so then we give back an Aveda to you with Tfiyas Ayin. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Zokta Achiezer in Chelek Aleph, Simen Yodalad, that it comes out that this, that we return an Aveda to a Talmud Chacham with Tfiyas Ayin, according to the Baal HaMorah and Rabbeinu Chananel, has a Mekor in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is teaching me when it says, Darsheyu im Ramay ein Ramay, which means through Edim saying that he's a Talmud Chacham, the Pasuk is saying that you could return an Aveda with Tfiyas Ayin. Says the Achiezer, but this is only on the Tzad that Simonim Lav Dairaisa, that Simonim are Drabanon. But if Simonim Dairaisa, so then the Pasuk of Darsheyu im Ramay ein Ramay means through Simonim, so then you have to say that this, that we return an Aveda to a Talmud Chacham with Tfiyas Ayin, is Misvara without a Mekar from a Pasuk. Next Inyan. There's a Shaila in the Achroinim on the Tzad that Simonim Drabanan. Does Simonim help when it comes to an Isser Drabanan? We know when it comes to an Isser Deiraisa, like Eishas Ish, the Gemara says if Simonim Drabanan, it doesn't help. But what about for an Isser Drabanan? Do we rely on Simonim Drabanan for an Isser Drabanan? Or do you say no? Simonim Drabanan only help when it comes to Momin because, like Rashi says, Hefker Bez Din Hefker. But it doesn't work for Isurim at all. Rabbi Kiveger in Shuvis and Simenkov Zion talks about this, and the Chacham Tzvi in Simen Chof Aleph. The Rashash over here wants to bring a raya from Rashi in Dibra Maschel Simonim Drabanan that it does work. Because Rashi says, Simonim Drabanan, the Gabe Eishes Ish, the Isser Dairaisa, who Loisam Chinon Alayu. So, Rashi, if Simonim Drabanan, when it comes to Eishes Ish, which is an Isser Dairaisa, we're not Saimich on them. The Rashash is Medayak, a beautiful diuk from Rashi, that it's Mashma only because it's an Isser Dairaisa, we're not Saimich on it. When it comes to Isurim Drabanan, we would be Saimich on Simonim Drabanan. The Neidab Yehuda in Kama and Evan Ezer, Simon Choftes, also makes the same diuk from Rashi. Another important point that comes out of the Sugya, the Magid Mishnah, in Hilchas Gzeilah V'Aveidah, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Gimel, speaks this out, that it comes out that there are three levels of Simonim. There's Simonim Muvhakim, a clear Simon, which even if you hold that Simonim Drabanan, but Simonim of Hakim definitely work Midai Raisa, and that's why the Gemara has it sad that Shuma Simon Muvik, and therefore it works even to be Matar and Eishas Ish, which is an Isser Dai Raisa. And then there's Simonim Beinanim, average, middle Simonim, that is the Nidain of our Sugya, whether those Simonim Beinanim are Dai Raisa or Drabanan. And then we have Simonim Gruim, like Chivri Visumki. If a person just knows the color of the shirt, it's white or red, that's something so general that even if you hold Simonim Dairaisa, but those Simonim Gruim are definitely not good Simonim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.